Hey guys, welcome back to episode 8 of the BQI podcast. Today I have my friend, another friend of mine. We have Drin.
Me.
You're actually one of the first Pisces men I actually like.
I'm very honest.
Most of my exes were Pisces when I was straight.
That's not what's happening here.
Drin is gay.
Stressing that out.
And I'm gay. We're both gay. Very, very gay.
Yeah.
What is your type, actually? Who's your type? Do you have a type?
My type is, I describe the person that just asked me the type, if that makes sense.
Okay, so I ask you the type.
But like if somebody was interested and asked me, oh, what's your type?
I'd just describe them.
Yep. Because then they're like, oh, that's me. If I go, oh, tall, and they're like, I'm tall. Blonde, and they're like, I'm blonde. Otherwise, I could show you who I follow on Instagram, and
it's
a vast...
So then you don't have a type. That's good, though.
Menagerie of people.
Okay, so body parts. Body parts? Body... Body builds. The build of a body. Body...
Body types?
Body types.
Uh-huh.
What's it? How would you describe your... Which, like, body type are you attracted to? Are you, like, more attracted to the teddy bear?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, again, like, a wide range of stuff.
Okay.
Various things.
various body types?
Yeah, like I don't like pigeonholing.
Oh my gosh, see, this is why I have you on.
What I'm
is
into,
that?
You
what
know?
Is that? What's pigeonholing?
It's a English phrase that I don't actually understand where it came from, but I think it means, like, if you pigeonhole something, it's you've, like, put it into a small box or something.
Oh.
Maybe, like, pigeons go into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, a small hole, so there's not...
Mm-hmm.
There's not much room for them to move.
No, I get you.
That's
like, you don't want to, like, put everything to a box, like put, like, your types into,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
a,
like,
a
if
list.
If I asked you what was your type and you immediately said, oh, they have to be 5'7" and under, you've, like, cut out,
yeah,
a
cut
huge
out a whole percentage of people. Yeah,
I'm sure it's hard enough for you to find people that like you already.
I did find somebody though.
Uh-huh.
No, my type is just energy. I like a bit of
you're like a person that's not real, but just energy,
just,
a being
just,
of energy.
Just a being of energy, yes.
Sure.
That's my type.
Like something out of Star Trek or
yeah.
something, like an alien.
Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Alien, actually. That might not be a bad idea. No, but my
would
type...
you sleep with an alien?
Would I sleep with an alien? Oh my gosh, that's a good question.
So an alien comes down, the
depends
UFO...
Depends on what particles.
The UFO shows up and the president has to speak to the alien.
The president, which president?
Whatever, like, this is how it happens
Biden?
In movies, right? The president of Ireland.
Of Ireland.
Is there a president
Does
of
Ireland?
Ireland
have presidents?
I don't know anything
about
Ireland.
I don't know
Ireland.
Either. I think it's a... I mean, yeah, they do have... No, they don't.
The prime minister?
Prime minister, maybe?
The prime minister of Ireland, he's like...
Taoiseach? Taoiseach, yes.
He's in Taoiseach.
I think it's called Taoiseach.
The man? It's called...
The woman?
The woman is called Taoiseach?
The woman or man? I don't know. I'm Irish viewers. I can't remember the name. But I think it's called Taoiseach.
So the Taoiseach. So it's a person.
Maybe. Yeah, person.
The Taoiseach is out in the fields of Ireland. Where the
fields of Ireland, yes.
Where the UFO has landed.
Mm-hmm.
And out comes an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And then the alien's like, I want to sleep with...
Oh, wow.
A representative of this planet.
Very specific. And they choose me.
They choose you because they see this show and they're like, damn. Like it's jelly, so I'm literally inside the jelly alien.
Okay.
That's what I would want.
This sounds like we're high. We are not high. This is some high in conversation. Should we smoke? Do you smoke?
I don't smoke, no.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I wanted to bring you on to talk about some questions I did have. Actually, speaking of the lettuce.
You have no notes.
I don't need notes. This is the BQI. We don't go
okay,
with notes.
Okay.
We go with flows and vibes.
Okay.
Do you want us to make conversation? You want us to make questions?
No, this is fine. I just love the idea of somebody clicking on this and going, yeah, I'll watch this. I'll listen to this. And then it's just two people discussing.
Fast food.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell. ASMR. Because, like, to be honest, like...
What's your opinion on McDonald's?
Well, the chips don't actually expire.
Really?
Yeah.
They just stay.
They just stay stale. Stale as fuck. We actually did a test in uni.
Yeah.
One of my roommates left a chicken. No, like a chicken. Left a chip.
Yeah.
On the corner, and she was gone for like 3 weeks and came back. And
so you had a single French fry.
We never touched it, and it was looking like golden since like day one. And yeah. Obviously, it's cold and stale, but it was looking normal. We're a bit worried because it should mold.
It just stays frozen.
Does potato kind of mold? Does potato mold when it's fried?
I don't know. I know that a potato, you can, if you leave a potato out, you can then, like, it'll just grow roots and start growing a new potato plant.
That did happen to me, and it was with so the gross. Fry. No, no, with the potato. Imagine!
Yeah, in the French fry. It grows roots and everything.
Oh my God.
That would fucking rank.
That would cancel a whole McDonald's franchise. Imagine. Yeah. No, it was my potatoes. I left them in the corner.
Is it rude to talk about potatoes with an Irish person? Because I know there's like a... It's like a funny
Is it really?
I don't know. Like, oh, potato famine, right?
Yeah, the history of that. No, it's not.
Is it rude?
Technically, I
accidentally spoke about potatoes. I did not.
I'm technically Nigerian Irish, so...
Are there potatoes in Nigeria?
There is. I don't know.
Okay.
There's mangoes, coconut trees, all those kind of ones.
Ooh, coconut mango. Trees? Mm. I thought coconut trees only grew like by the beach.
Isn't that Africa? I'm joking.
No.
Africa is basically a walking beach. No, it's this climate.
Have you been? Have you been to Africa?
Have you been?
No, I haven't been.
No. Obviously, it's a climate.
It's just a climate thing. Oh, I thought they had to grow by the sea.
I think it's a climate thing because my auntie had a whole coconut tree in her garden.
So. Oh, wow. Do they look like a palm tree? Like the classic palm tree?
And they fall and shit. So
I've heard like people dying, legit, like they die because a coconut falls on their head.
It's kind of funny, but it's not.
It's not true.
No, it's kind of funny.
Oh.
It could be true.
Oh, you're laughing at the people who die.
You know, I always laugh at dark shit.
Sure.
It's just what I do.
If you died, would you want your gravestone to say... What would you want your gravestone to say? Here lies Bambi.
Yeah.
1997 to 2022.
Hopefully not this year, but sure. She got hit by the sweetest cocoa she could see.
Poetry.
So yeah, I wanted to ask you about Pride. We're finally going to have Pride this year.
Yes.
Pride. Honestly,
What month is it happening?
June. Pride is June.
Does it not happen in a different month in the US?
Pride in the US is like, oh, I don't know.
Also, what?
In Ireland, it's different as well. I think in Ireland.
Why?
I think every country has different Pride month. I don't know if it's very universal.
I also Pride was something about Stonewall.
Yeah, like it was supposed to. In line at the same time. What's the history about Stonewall? Do I know about the history? I do. Two trans women? One trans woman.
I know that there were bricks thrown, supposedly. I think.
There should have been bricks, yeah. Do we know our history?
We don't know our history, but we're going to talk about it anyways. Go on.
But yes, I'm looking forward to Pride, though. I think my first Pride was when I came out in 2019.
Mm. I think in Ireland?
Yeah. No, here.
Oh, here.
Honestly, when I moved to the UK, I lost my virginity the first night.
Nice.
And a week later, I found out I was gay. A week? No, a year later, I found out I was gay. So a lot of stuff happened when I moved to London.
Okay.
Obviously, I had a year with men after losing my virginity. And then I realized...
You realized all those encounters were so bad, you're like...
It's not even like that.
There must be something else here.
Because I don't want to be like that closeted story that, oh, I tried men and didn't work out. It's not really like that. It's more like I've convinced myself that men were...
Oh, okay.
But then I found out that women can be masculine as well.
Sure. So you're into like the really mask vibe.
I'm into masculine energy because, you know, there's always a balance of the feminine and masculine energy when it comes to attraction.
Sure.
Sometimes you can be attracted to feminine if you're feminine, but you can say the same as well.
Do you think like this, if like a mega mask guy ever came across you, you think you could like sway to that side again?
No, that's toxic there. That's toxic masculinity.
Oh.
There's no man, because the way I see it is like a masculine man,
yeah,
cis man will just be a toxic man because he's so consumed by the male alpha agenda.
Okay.
that's not so toxic.
So if a lady walks in,
that's super masculine,
legs super wide,
not me,
she's like, bro, she keeps saying bro, that's like,
yeah, but it's that's like long touching as she's not toxic vibes. Long as she's not toxic, the toxic mask.
Where do you draw the line on masculinity? Where it goes a bit too much?
When it's like conversations are completely just degrading women.
Oh,
because okay. That's what masculinity has become nowadays, though. Okay. But no, like, we need to fix that anyway. But yeah,
to is there that is question, there such thing as toxic femininity on the other yes. side? What's that like? Because I don't know anything about
when
that
they expect a man to do everything for them. Oh. And then they just
expect, when they go on dates and they expect to be paid for.
To be pampered, to be treated like a princess. But yes, there is toxic femininity, but that's the only example I can find.
I've seen like some ladies on Twitter and it's like they have this huge list of expectations from the man that they're seeing, but themselves, they're not putting in the work.
So bring anything to the table.
Right. Yeah. They might be like 5'2", but they want the man to be 6'3".
That's one minimum. Thing.
It's like he has to be 6'3". It's like, babe, you're going to look like a child next to him. You're going to look like he's your father.
Because that's what a lot of women are like under like 5'6", expecting someone that's like 6'5". And I'm just kind of like, let the tall guys be with the tall women. Like, that's why all the
tall women... Because who do the tall women get?
Exactly. Everybody can't be going for the same height, sure. like range. Like, you need to be realistic. Like, he's going to be a tree and you're going to be freaking...
Like a monkey.
A monkey on a tree. Like,
have you ever seen the image of the gerbil trying to eat the huge banana?
No, but I want to see.
I'll show it to you later, but it's like this, it's a tiny little gerbil, and like there's this huge banana.
Mm-hmm. And he's just trying to eat it.
Yeah.
That's literally...
I guess the vibe there is that the banana is a penis.
Yes, of course. Right? As always.
Right. Yeah. But it's like these 5'2" ladies, like, the man, I want to climb the man. Where are you going?
But also, that's just really like... dangerous as well, because like you don't really get much power in that dynamic. Like, I know you want the mask off, ultimate masculine,
yeah, yeah.
But like, it's kind of, what if he's like
an asshole
or just like physical, or what's that word, like abusive and stuff, yeah, you know. It's not the best position to be in. I think if you're under 5'5", you should go for at least like 5'11" max. 5'10"
Okay.
Realistically, you can still wear heels as well, like with that.
You could, so you can get a bit taller. Yeah. This is some. You're delving into eugenics again, where it's like you're sectioning off this population of people have to be with each other, and they will give birth to short people, and then this population of tall people can.
I'm just speaking for all the tall women out here, like all the tall straight women, like.
They have it tough.
Yeah. Men, short men going to us in the club and be like, oh, you're so tall. How's the weather like up there? All that bullshit. Thankfully, I don't go to straight clubs
I've genuinely heard that before to myself, and I'm not even that tall. So it's like...
You are tall, though. You're the same height as me. 6.
Yeah, but 6 is not tall. Like, I would say to somebody 7 foot tall, hey, how's the weather up there? You loser. You're so tall.
I met someone that's loser. Yeah. I met someone that was 7 foot, and it was so intimidating. I didn't know what to do. He full on thought he found his wife, and I was like, yeah, you're too tall. Yeah.
Oh,
you're too tall for me. I can't be breaking my neck. Like,
right?
It's a bit much.
You hug him, and like, you smell his balls. Like, that's how short you are compared to him. You just smell the musk on his balls because you're...
He lifts me up and I'm literally dangling. My feet are dangling. No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I wasn't for him.
Okay. That's a good... But sounds sure, like a good
in,
thing.
In work the last day, a tall last man came in with his little...
There was
wife.
A super tall man. I don't know if it was with his wife, but I don't know if this is even the same guy I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but I've seen like this super, super tall... No, he was like short hair, okay, like a buzz cut. He was like 7'5" or something. Mm-hmm. And he's standing next to... a member of staff who works
where we there, work.
And she's like 3 foot tall.
Three?
I don't know how tall she is. I'm exaggerating. Three. But she's tiny. And
yeah.
It genuinely looks like if you had cloned her and she stood up on top of her own shoulders, she still would not be as tall as him.
I actually want to be cloned.
Would you sleep with yourself if you cloned yourself? Because yeah. My answer is yes.
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 Yes, I will sleep.
100 times yes.
It's not bad. It's just a lot of self-confidence. Or I would sleep with myself. Masculine and feminine version of myself.
Well, when people talk about relationships, aren't they talking like they want to find someone who's super compatible with them, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be compatible with yourself?
No,
because you would like the same thing.
I'm a toxic person sometimes for my own, for myself. Like, I'm pretty toxic to myself.
So you think you would be a bitch to yourself?
Yes.
I feel like I would say yes.
Do you sometimes look at yourself, look at a picture of you, and you're like, God, fucking hell, you're so hot.
I will say that, like, I look good. But, like, that's, like, on an off day when I'm having a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Eyes are looking like, oh, Jesus.
I don't have weird eyes, but I have other weird things that I look at. I'm like, gross.
No, I have.
Go to the gym more. Go eat this. Go, like, you're fat and gross, like, that's...
See, that's kind of, like, how hard I am on myself sometimes, too.
But you shouldn't be hard on yourself.
But yeah, you're hard on yourself, so you can't...
I'm allowed to be hard on myself, but I'm also allowed to tell other people, don't be hard on yourself. I can be hypocritical in that okay. fashion, yeah.
No, it's cool. A lot of people are like that, anyways. But yes, I would take myself on a date.
I'll skip the date. I'm skipping the date with myself.
You're going straight to...
Straight to the bedroom. Straight away. And I know he will... My clone will think the exact same thing.
So, what if you have a... So,
oh my god, and then if you do it twice and have a threesome, best day ever. You know?
That is so cool.
Because I could put on a playlist of music that I really, really love.
But it has to be three versions of me because I'm a Gemini and I feel like I have three versions of me. So if I bring three versions of me, I feel like I have like loads of versions of me. But I'm the same person, but it's just different versions.
Okay.
And we all came to the bedroom. That would be some interesting shit. Yeah, threesome. Okay. For myself.
I would also say yes to that.
Me too.
But the topical conversation initially was pride, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But something called Black Pride as well is pretty good. So people of color. People of color. You should come along. You are a person of color. You are.
Thank you.
During this
Someone once called me spicy white.
See, that's what I'm saying. I like that too. At least because like white in everyone's kind of eyes are like American kind of like.
That's where the whole white and everything came from. The U.S.,
yeah,
because like there's a lot of white people that like Italians. Are they white?
See, that's the thing. Italians, they have cultures.
Italians have culture, but not.
It's like,
it's not English people.
That's gonna stir some shit. I'm not saying that. I'm gonna edit that out.
That's what you said.
I'm not trying to cancel myself. Let's change the battery.
That's what she just said.
But like, you get what I'm trying to say though, because I feel like you have culture, you have history. That is not stolen. Or
what part of British history is stolen?
Everything.
What part of it?
Oh, except for the Queen and stuff, like, but like they went to places, the colonized places.
They did, yeah.
Just because they just felt like they had power.
Like the Portuguese did a lot of colonizing as well, and the Spanish did a lot of it too.
Oh,
like Brazil as a country exists because Portugal went over and took over the place. Like, and not in a nice way. So, again, they colonize people.
Maybe my term is wrong then, but I just definitely, but you get where I'm trying to go with it, but I think the way I'm phrasing it maybe not be wrong.
I think people are too hard on, like, British people and Americans. Like,
they did shit.
No, you're right. They did a lot of bad stuff, but they still have culture and stuff. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is American.
But that's Black American, though.
Oh, is it?
See what I mean?
I see what you mean now.
You see what I mean?
Like, pancakes?
What do they have? Maybe pancakes.
But that's waffles with chicken. Fried chicken and waffles.
Fried chicken is what? Black.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like...
I get you what you mean now.
You know, even the English, all they have is fish and chips, like, or Irish potatoes.
Irish don't even have potatoes.
Who has it then?
You guys didn't have potatoes for a long time.
That's so dark.
Just did a little joke there.
No, but I'm happy we got that though. But I just need to be careful with the white part. I don't want no white fragility, white people coming for me.
What are they gonna do?
Oh my god, this is reverse racism. Have you heard that term before?
I have heard reverse racism before. But I don't get it. Isn't racism just
a race thing?
A race thing? You're being mean to a specific race?
But, you know,
so what does reverse racism mean?
Because it's basically, I don't know which Connor and Samantha brought up the term, but I think it's just mainly because they needed to, they felt angry, they felt annoyed that they're the only ones that could be described as racist. So, yes, let me go to the next question I want to ask.
We've been still talking about pride.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
What's your plan? What do you think about the rainbow flag?
It's necessary?
Yes.
But when the NHS did the thing in 2020, that's when they lost me.
What did they do?
They stole it. They use it to describe the NHS and how they
work. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they basically...
Was that all clapping for the NHS? Like,
yeah, yeah. And the people have rainbow flags outside their freaking houses and stuff to celebrate. And they think
it's the NHS.
Yeah, when it's actually full-on pride.
Maybe secretly they're like coming out.
Or secretly they're trying to steal it from us to have a hidden agenda. Okay. A lot of...
Maybe that was one of those two.
Yeah. But yeah, what do I think about the rainbow? I like it. I think it's OTT, but we are very OTT.
It's pretty OTT, yeah.
I like the way they divided each, like, sexuality.
I don't know what each color on the thing is supposed to represent. I know the new wave flag has
people of color
and trans people as well on it. Exactly. But the original, like, red, green, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Because who's green?
The green color of the flag
is that...
Is I think it's the asexual flag. It's green, gray, and black or something. Oh, I hope I'm right.
But I don't know.
It's something like
I
that.
I don't know any of the colors. I wish... So companies love to pander to different audiences, right? So they can get as much money as possible, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously when Pride comes around, rainbow this, rainbow that.
And I feel like they don't
rainbow, like
they have no shame now. Like,
there's no shame.
We exposed them at least like 2 years ago, and they're like
rainbow frappuccino.
Do you see their whole like Instagram cover picture changes into a rainbow and everything?
Companies love to do that. And then the day after Pride Month ends, it's back to normal. Now we don't care about gay people, you know.
It's actually ridiculous.
We love gay people for 1 month.
It's so funny because, like, they always use the same celebrities to promote their gay stuff. Like, I love...
Is it gay celebrities?
Yeah, gay celebrities, as in, like, what's his name? Motown Road Guy.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah. They use him a lot. They use all these people. They need to start finding, like, little creators that are gay and, like, making an influence. But they're too lazy, so they go to the obvious kind of, like, you know.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein did something recently with a lot of studs.
I saw that they had Willem Dafoe on one of their buses, like a bus that goes around him. Willem Dafoe, he looks like he could be 80 years old, but I think he's 60, 70 something.
Is he queer?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay.
It was just him wearing Calvin Klein stuff, and he's surrounded by young models. It was so bizarre. His skin looks like leather at this point, and everyone else is like...
Did they Photoshop airbrush? Was it just his skin? It's old and scabby. Yeah.
At some point, you cannot Photoshop an old person's skin to look yet less old. You know? It's still going to look old.
Yeah, it's going to look old.
It looks like if you, slapped him.
Oh, my gosh, what?
Like dust. You know? No hate to the guy.
Your mom is so old.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that White Chick scene.
Never seen White Chicks.
We're meant to do it at work, but sure.
Isn't it a weird movie where these two super butch mask black guys pretend to be Britney's and these really...
Britney's and Heather's. Just to is to protect them.
Oh. But no one can tell.
No, not to protect them. They literally got into a little accident and then the people got scars on their faces, but tiny ones. And they were so freaking out because they have little bust their lip and stuff. So... They had to go as them.
But no one can tell that these 6'5" women who weigh 200 pounds, muscle.
They did mention that they got tall. They got taller.
Okay.
So that was it. Oh my God, Brittany, you got taller.
Is that your... That's your white girl voice?
Yeah. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but oh my God, let's get a frappuccino.
It's always the frappuccinos.
Why not?
How do they stay so skinny and all these high school girls always drink frappuccinos? That's frappuccinos? Just milk and...
Is that frozen cappuccino?
Yeah, you might
be
right.
Is it frozen?
Maybe there's no milk and stuff in it.
They might get pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin spice latte, of course.
Is it good?
I've had it before and it's not that good.
Mm. I think pumpkin anything is kind of weird.
It's overrated.
Yeah. It's Americans. They overrate everything.
Americans are the worst. I hate Americans.
We have to deal with a lot of Americans ourselves, don't we? To be honest, I don't mind. I love Americans.
I have family in the US that are American, so it's I don't hate Americans, but every time I come across an American,
careful now, don't let a Trump supporter hear you. Also, by the way, Trump was on Jimmy Fallon recently.
Jimmy Fallon? Yeah. He was on Piers Morgan, not Jimmy Fallon.
He was on Jimmy Fallon as well recently. Who was he? Why? Jimmy Fallon was doing an impression of him.
And Donald Trump was there?
Yeah.
Looking at his own impression.
He was laughing. Trump is a Gemini, by the way.
Same as you. Okay.
No, Lisa, no, no, but yeah.
No. See why you have so much in common
Kanye and Trump are Gemini men.
So
whoever is dating a Gemini man right now, just know that you're dealing with some interesting character.
Can I say, for the record,
mm-hmm.
that when Chi first met me...
Oh, yes, tell
the
story.
Chi loves star signs, right?
Of course.
And astrology?
Astrology.
She first met me and she's like, hi, and I'm like, hi, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
My name is, and... Maybe this is like after a week of knowing each other.
Yeah.
She's like,
I want to guess your star sign.
I'm going to guess your star sign. I'm like, good luck, bitch. And she goes, all right, easy peasy. You give me major like whatever Capricorn vibes. I'm like, nope. And then she guesses the next one. And she guesses the next one. And then she guesses the next one. And there are 12 astrological signs, right?
I named all 11.
She named all 11 of them. She names all 11 of them. And then she's stumped afterwards because I guess she just figured she had named all of them. She's like, it must be one of those because I named all of them. I don't know what you are.
I can't believe I forgot yours.
And I'm like, I'm a Pisces. And she goes, I see that,
sense.
You know.
It makes sense.
You are a Pisces.
But to be honest, maybe I just
haven't
met.
You're full of shit. That's what I said.
I am really bad. But to be honest, I haven't met a healthy... A non-toxic Pisces man.
A mentally stable.
A mentally stable Pisces sure. man. So I guess that's why I didn't conclude you
okay.
as a Pisces.
You didn't... You had rooted out the possibility that
yeah,
such a thing could exist.
One of my exes... One of my exes was a Pisces and situationship was a Pisces. And they were just like long.
What do they do?
They're just very not very good at... Not very good at communicating. They okay. disappear. You're pretty good at communicating.
I like to think so.
You know?
I like to text people 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. Oh, I'm going to be late. I love doing that. I'm going to be like 30 minutes late, guys. I was like, well, you were supposed to be here 5 minutes ago.
Do you know how perfect?
That's my level of communication.
No, when I found out you're Pisces, I was like, okay, cool. Because it does make sense now. But then again, does it?
Come on, dude. We just told the fucking story. And you're like, yeah, it totally makes sense.
I'm trying to think, does it make sense? Okay, I'm joking. But yeah, you're very durable. You're Pisces.
Durable,
like you're mutable. Physically? Mutable.
What's mutable?
Mutable sign. So you can adapt to different personalities okay. very well. Kind of similar to a Gemini.
Okay.
But
what are the negative traits that I would display because of my star sign?
You can be bitches.
Okay.
You can be real hardcore bitches.
I can agree with that.
You don't
actually.
Even expect to, like, you just like one day you're yep. getting along and then someone else comes in because you obviously you have different versions of yourself so you could be a bitch with this person and then out of nowhere you're just like a bitch to me and I'm like damn.
Do you not think everyone has like multiple versions of themselves that they bring out of the closet every time? They're like, oh, I'm with my family, I need to behave a certain way. Oh, I'm with my bestie, I can now be myself. Oh, I'm at work, I need to behave a certain way. You know what I mean?
They do, but it's like certain signs just projected.
Okay.
More.
You can like literally tell yeah. that they're being someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to rank all 12 of the star signs,
mm-hmm.
who's...
Taurus is the worst. Yes.
Wow. That was so quick.
Yes.
You didn't even let me finish my question.
And the best would be...
What makes Taurus is the worst?
Oh, no. So I think they've heard enough about me and Taurus. And
okay,
I'm not going to do it to them again. Sorry.
But who's the best?
Who's the best? I'm not going to say me because I know I'm toxic as fuck. Like,
oh.
So Gemini is not the best. And that's on period.
But not all Geminis are toxic, right? Surely not 12%, 12, a 12th of the population, right? I'm assuming star signs are
like Geminis,
equally.
Geminis are not toxic until when they want to mature. Like same with Aries. Aries, once they're matured, every star sign, if you find a matured version, it will be as toxic. But Geminis are... They're like children, they're childlike.
Mm.
So they're going to be toxic for a long time because they're still children in their head. Like.
Oh.
So.
They're childish.
They're very playful. They're childish, but they're mature, but they're playful, super playful. So yeah, they'd be playing around with your emotions, man. But I would say number one would be. Ooh, that's a good one. I won't put you first. Sorry, Pisces. Huh? I could actually.
Oh.
But then I won't because of my exes and stuff. Oh, Oh, shite. That's a good one. Aquarius is, I could put first.
Okay.
But Aquarius men are doing the most, so Aquarius women I put first.
Specifically,
because every time I meet Aquarius women, they're great vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. Aquarius is Sagittarius women. Maybe, but some just crackheads.
What's the deal, by the way, with the 13th star sign?
Oh yeah, that one I don't even. Octagonus or something.
Octagonus.
I just made that up.
Okay.
It starts with an O.
It sounds real.
It is real. It's just the thing about the 13th star.
What's
sign.
The vibe in the astrology community with that?
I have no idea.
Is it split? Some people are like, "Yep."
It's from the year that was released. So that was in 2016 or something. So from then, whoever is born from 2016 would use a new star sign.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So
star sign doesn't like move or shift over.
No, because I would have been a Taurus. Me a Taurus.
Yeah. No. Every time you say that word, it sounds like you're saying tourists.
Tourists.
Like tourists in London.
Tourists.
Like tourists coming from abroad.
Tourists.
I hate tourists.
Tourists.
That's what I hate.
Really? You're hearing it. What am I saying?
No, I'm saying I hate them. I'm just giving my opinion that I hate
tourists. You hate actual tourists.
Yeah.
See, I say tourists. Tourists and tourists. Shit. Tourists and tourists.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like four.
Four?
Fort. When I say fort, someone said I was like, they thought I said fort. Like I'm building a fort.
Oh, like you're building a fort.
I said fort. The fort of...
The 4th of July, or something.
Or something.
You have a vibe with three?
Three.
Yeah.
Tree.
Yeah.
I say tree, but I say three.
Okay.
Tree and tree.
Yeah, that's the Irish accent coming out.
I hear myself. I don't hear the Irishness. I just hear me.
Do you not?
No.
I
hear you. I hear your English accent because you're English. But do you hear your English accent?
100%. To the point, like when I'm in the US,
okay,
I visit family. They're like.
But that one is obvious because everyone else sounds different. But if
no. I'm trying to say, like when I'm there, my accent slowly shifts into American and I start to pronounce my R's.
Yeah.
And I. Like I'll say ass.
You didn't actually speak
instead of ass.
You haven't even spoken about your ass once in the episode. So basically, Drin, every time I'm with Drin loves to talk about his booty.
I have a fabunda, I think. I like to think.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, sure. But I don't really be looking at your
now. If you had a fabunda, you would show it off and you talk about it all the time.
As a woman, I don't think I would. No? I don't want to have to deal with that attention.
Oh.
But as a man, yeah, you can do whatever.
Yeah. So I wanna
wear them. Tight jeans and tight pants. And
maybe that's why earlier we were talking about sitting down on the train with our legs wide open. Maybe that's why.
You have a big boob.
My ass is just so fat. Like, god damn. I need to wear like sweatpants and tracksuits, like bigger.
I'm Pride, you should wear like leggings, super tight leggings. Them TikTok leggings, you should wear them in Pride.
I have such hairy legs that. The hair would just pop out through the fabric of the leggings. It would look disgusting.
People love hairy legs.
Yeah, but like in a pair of shorts and you let the hairy legs flow freely. You wouldn't put leggings on top.
Are they that long? Oh, they are. They are braidable. Wow.
I have a picture on my phone. I'm going to show you.
You showed me already the one. Your sister did waves on your hair.
I don't think she did waves.
Oh, what's that called?
Curls. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, okay. So like it's
fucking
like
spikes.
Spikes from like 90, 2000s.
Like 90s, like 2000, like 2000s. Justin Timberlake spikes.
Yeah. Kind of low-key love that haircut, though.
JT's one?
No, just guys that had that. Like, they were probably metalheads and...
Metalheads? Oh, with a spike?
No,
Yeah, like the super gelled spikes.
Yeah, like, no, those surfers. Were they surfers?
Surfers?
Who? Which kind of guys did the haircut?
No, I get what you mean. Like, it's all black and it's like super like spiked.
Well, what kind of aesthetic was it though?
That was like goth metal shit.
Was it not surfers? No, it wasn't.
I don't think you would want to have that kind of hair
when you're surfing.
Yeah,
okay. Point taken.
Because the starfish in the sea would be like...
Who that?
Who that?
Lol.
That's a dumb joke, but...
me. It was good, I laughed.
Okay. They say, like, if you tell a joke, if at least one person gets you, easy money. Yeah, because then the starfish is going to look up from the sea and be like, who that?
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Woo!
Woo! With the spiky hair. I think a surfer's hair, either they want a buzz cut to, like, completely get rid of the hair.
Or super long hair.
Super long hair because it just flow in the fucking wind. And you're surfing in this, the
would
wave.
You, would you ever get a long... Because like, you obviously wouldn't grow your hair out, but would you wear a long wig just for jokes to see how you'd look?
I may have worn a long wig before, but like a just a
Jesus
cheap...
wig.
I would love a Jesus wig. For Halloween, wig. For Halloween, I went as... this year that passed, I went as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh.
And so I had the hat. Like, he had, like, a tricone hat. Okay. With, like, a pirate hat.
I think I seen it on your story that time.
Yeah. I seen it. And I had the long hair.
Yeah.
While I was sober and I could, like, flick it back and, like, live it.
Yeah.
I was, like, live in the moment. Yeah. I was sexy with my long hair.
Did you do a man bun? Oh, you're wearing the hat.
So no, I was wearing the hat. So, like, it was flowing down. No, yeah. I don't like
Did you not have a fan? You should have had a fan and then...
Yeah, and then my hair goes everywhere.
Like Beyonce, like...
Okay, but this is where the story's going. Okay. When I was starting to get drunk, pissed me off. It was getting everywhere. I was drinking and it was like in my face. I was like really, really... I drank so much that I needed to throw up. And so I'm throwing up and like trying to hold my own hair back. I'm like, someone hold my hair back. I was like, imagine if I didn't have long hair. No one would need to hold my hair back.
That's so funny.
I could have just taken the hat off.
You should have just taken the wig off. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Take the whole thing off. Maybe you actually... That's so funny.
I was so drunk that I was believing the long hair. Someone pulled my hair out of my face.
What did you drink? What was the drink of the night?
The drink of the night, because I was dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow, so he drinks Morgan. Rum
oh.
in the movies.
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan's rum, right?
Liddy.
Liddy Delishy. And a friend of mine... you can cut that out. I never actually said that. So a friend of mine... Keep that. A friend of mine, he was, oh yeah, you're drinking rum tonight because that's in character. I was like, okay. And so he pours me rum and like...
Uh-oh.
He's not pouring me like Coke and rum. He's just pouring me rum. Yeah. So I'm just sipping it and continuously drinking it.
Fucking threw up, man.
So I got pissed. I was drinking a lot.
I want to do that this Saturday.
Get drunk.
By the way, this Saturday is Queer Brook. If you guys don't know it, you should know it. It's going to be my first one. It's basically giving you carnival vibes.
Do that again.
I don't know if I did it.
I love it. That's Nicki Minaj's Megatron, right?
Yeah. They call me Megatron. Megatron.
That was lit.
I love Nicki. You love Nicki? Nicki or Cardi? This is so gay of me. Nicki or Cardi.
I think
Doja. Doja a rapper?
I think musically I like I like lean towards production.
Okay.
I don't mind about the raps and I don't mind about the lyricism and I don't mind about who is actually singing.
Mm-hmm.
But if the beat and the whatever vibe they have going on is lit, I live for it.
Yeah.
And so like Nicki Minaj's Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Sexy as fuck with the saxophone in each bit of your ear like goes on and like that whole beat is great.
Yeah.
If whomever produced that track for her, if they had taken that track and sent it to Doja Cat or whomever, or Cardi B, as you said, and she was rapping on it, I still think I would have loved the song because that's a lit beat.
It's a lit song, but Cardi has a certain way that she raps. It's not really for me.
Cardi screams it like a school child.
I want to get married. Was that it? I don't even know the rest of the lyrics.
Oh, she likes to mention Balenciaga a lot.
Really? I don't even know. I don't listen to enough Cardi to... Money! I bet you want money!
She screams like she's in the school playground. She's just like riding and screaming.
She doesn't find us. I love Doja's way of rapping though.
Doja's good. Sometimes she sings, sometimes she raps, sometimes she gets like aggressive rapping and sometimes like chilled back and like almost like Caribbean vibes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I am feminine. Something feminine. Also, she's quitting music. Did you hear that?
I heard that, but then I think she went back on that.
She said that TikTok lost... she's been on TikTok so much that she lost hope in humanity.
She was quitting music because I think she was in Paraguay. Paraguay, that's right. And, like, she was performing there and she was in her hotel and it was raining so heavily she didn't leave her hotel. And then her fans were upset that she had not left her hotel and they were waiting outside for her. And then she was getting... presumably harassed online about it, and she was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
The hell?
Show business sucks. And she was like, fuck this, no more music.
Humanity sucks. People are just so impatient. Like, I pay for this shit. They have this kind of like mentality, like, I pay for this shit, you better show up, you better come through. Like, money has become like the transaction of like,
I mean, my sister was telling me the other day about people are roasting Harry Styles because he has like all these shows in the US, but barely any in the UK.
Because there's more money in the US though, isn't it?
Yeah, so. But they feel like a sense of betrayal that this Englishman is.
Yeah. It's just, it happens naturally though. When you, that's why people aim to get famous in America. Like,
yeah, they go live in LA and.
Because UK has a certain, like, even people talk about it here, like, there's a ceiling when it comes to fame in the UK. Like, you don't reach unless you go beyond it.
Yeah.
If you try and stay within the UK, that's why Little Mix had to freaking branch out, because they would have been just stuck in this cycle of just black magic and shit.
Music. Little Mix is the Belegda lady, right?
The Belegda.
Belegda.
Oh, you're the one that did blackfishing.
Huh?
What?
Huh? No, she had to do Jamaican accent. And she goes Belegda, and that's her Jamaican accent.
Oh, yeah!
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I went somewhere else.
What's this about blackfishing?
So Vanessa,
she's like fishing for like blackfish? Oh, reeled one in. Like a black tuna? Is that what you're saying? What a lake.
Wait,
does she go to the Black Sea for blackfish? Hey.
Blackfishing is where it's catfishing, non-black people.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I know what it is. I was just doing a joke.
I know. It cracked me up. Okay. She super.
How does a white lady super blackfish?
Tan. Super tanning.
Super tanning.
Getting lip injections.
Oh.
Curving up the body.
Okay.
Then using just black vocabulary. Blackface? Vocabulary.
Okay.
Rapping black, which is. Rapping is from black people, so it's kind of hard not to.
What's your vibe on black. White people rapping? Do you think it's okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Just don't use the N-word.
Naturally.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, don't be Eminem. Sure. I love Eminem though. I love all his like Stan and the way he shake it. Ass Like That. Oh, I love Ass Like That by Eminem.
I don't know that one.
I never also, seen I didn't know him. Ass Like That. What do you mean? Please, I'm a human being. I have ticket. Look. I'll pull up my zip. Don't treat me like a criminal. I just like to be paid.
Dear Lord.
The lyrics is so funny.
That was really good.
Thank you. That's not really, no, guys. You're just hyping me up. Is that actually good?
Keep going.
Oh.
Do it again.
Mary Kate and Ashley Steen. I don't know the lyrics. The way you shake it. I can't believe it. I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you do. You make my pee-pee go. Doing, doing, doing.
You have some talent here.
Stop!
I'm not kidding. Telling the truth here.
Thank you. Everyone listening would be like, yeah, he's fucking hyping her up a bit too much.
No, I think everyone who's listening is just now putting their headphones back on because they had to take them off for that entire musical section just now. They're like, wow, is she finished? Okay, good.
I hope not. I hope they listened to my whole performance. That was a performance, guys.
What's this about Eminem saying the N-word? I didn't know he did that.
Obviously, back in the day.
I guess he's rapping and he thinks
he's... Because rapping, he had to compete with a black rapper, so he wore do-rags and stuff. But this is a nice, long episode.
We are having plenty crack right now. Right? Sure?
Sure.
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 So that's the episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Trent. I'm gonna bring you back on though. Will you come back again for another episode?
I would love to.
Yeah, we'll do like a big one, big finanza.
I'll bring outside a new outfit that people cannot see anyways. And we can record it outside on a roof,
on your rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Do you know furries?
Furry liquid.
Furries.
Who's furries?
Furries. People who dress up as animals and have sex as animals in the suits. Furries.
I seen them one time. They put something in the butthole and they
have whoa.
They have a tail.
You have skipped three steps.
Sorry.
Yeah, but that is what's right. They put a butt plug in and it's a furry tail.
Yeah.
Furries, when they dress up as that furry character,
okay. That's
their fursona. Do you see? Yeah.
Fursona.
Who would your fursona be?
I'm not into that kinky shit.
So if you had to be an animal. A sexy animal.
Myself.
I would be...
That was funny.
Anyway, my first son would be a deer. A male deer. Like a buck with antlers and stuff.
Ooh. So yeah, guys. Thanks, guys, for tuning into this episode. If you want to watch this episode on YouTube, you can. You can also follow us on Instagram, and yeah, we'll be on Spotify and Apple and Google Pod. So yeah, tune in to these episodes.
Even Google Pod?
Even Google Pod.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither. To last episode, but if you haven't, watch it. Android users, you know, shout out to you, but this is tonight's episode, today's episode.
Android users could just jump off buildings, honestly, at this point. Like, get off your high horse, like, oh, Android's better, like, stop acting like you're cool. You're not.
We're gonna end it there. Thanks guys for tuning in. Hopefully you come back for the next episode. Hopefully Trent didn't scare you all. Android users, we love you.
You love them. I do not. If you have an Android, you probably can't even hear what we're saying right now. It's all like gobble. That's all you can hear.